It's November, and it's time for us to launch our annual Christmas fundraising drive, and once again, our goal is $1 million. Through the Times Colonist Christmas Fund, donors can help make the season a bit happier and warmer for those in need. It matters more than ever this year, when the divisions in our world seem sharper than ever, and our community seems increasingly fragmented. > donate to the Times Colonist Christmas Fund at tcchristmasfund.com. Here is a message, straight from the heart. The Times Colonist, and the people who bring it to you every day, in print or online, are serious about doing all that we can to bring the community together. Vancouver Island has traditionally been known as a place where neighbors care about neighbors, where we look out for each other and try to make things better for all. Some of us give, and some of us need help. Our Christmas Fund is designed to bring everyone together, ensuring that the money you donate is spent in the most efficient way possible, and that people in need get as much help as possible. To that end, we are once again coordinating our efforts with the local chapter of the Sovereign Order of St. John of Jerusalem, Knights Hospitaller. The worldwide order has been helping the sick and poor for about 1,000 years. Volunteers in the local chapter do extensive research into organizations that help the community, identifying the ones which can make the best use of the assistance we provide. The Sovereign Order and the Times Colonist Christmas Fund Society, the charitable organization behind our fundraising, share a belief that administration costs should be kept as low as possible. To that end, the Times Colonist covers most of the costs of the fundraising. As we have for the past decade, the Christmas Fund will provide major grants to the Mustard Seed Street Church and the Salvation Army. Once again, for example, the fund will pay for the Mustard Seed's annual Christmas dinner. We have already given a substantial grant to the Harborside Rotary, which has important programs for school children and seniors. Our goal of $1 million might be a stretch, given the financial pressures that everyone is under. We need to aim high, however, because there is a lot of need. The fund was started in 1956, making it one of the oldest Christmas-related charity efforts in British Columbia. For many years, the fund helped thousands of people on an individual basis. Since 2014, we have worked directly with partners such as the Mustard Seed and the Salvation Army, which have more experience in the efficient distribution of food and help. In 2020, we extended our reach even more, contributing to food banks throughout the island as well as to organizations such as the Victoria Women's Transition House. For the past couple of years, we have been helping about 24 organizations in Greater Victoria, on Vancouver Island as far north as Campbell River, and the Gulf Islands. Most of the money is used to provide food, although the Christmas Fund also provides gifts for children who would otherwise go without. This is a time to help those less fortunate. Your donation does not need to be huge, because every little bit helps. You can make a difference. Thank you. Dave Obey is editor and publisher of the Times Colonist. You can donate by going to the Times Colonist Christmas Fund webpage, tcchristmasfund.com. That page links to Canada Helps, which is open 24 hours a day and provides an immediate tax receipt. Or mail a check to Times Colonist Christmas Fund, 201-655 Tyee Road, Victoria, BCV9A6X5. You can also use your credit card by phoning 250-995-4438 from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Monday through Friday. > to comment on this article, write a letter to the editor, letters@timescolonist.com.